You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Nearly one in four of the world's school-aged children are in desperate need of educational support, with only 2% of funds from humanitarian appeals being directed at education. This is why the United Nations Children's Fund is launching Emergency Lessons, a new international campaign aimed at highlighting the importance of education for children in countries affected by conflict and natural disaster worldwide. The campaign focuses on the real-life experiences of children living in these countries and the lengths they go to in order to obtain an education. The global launch took place at the Torquato Tasso High School in Rome, where students were addressed by a variety of speakers. Giorgia Gogarty attended and spoke with Marilina Viviani, the director of the Geneva Liaison Office for UNICEF, to find out more about the significance of the campaign.
It is a very important event to raise awareness among students in Europe on the importance of education in emergencies and to get them to take action and to really mobilize others. This is the I generation, or I gen. I have also two teenager kids at home, and they are very, very keen to use the social networks also to promote not just themselves, but also to promote a good cause. And this is one of the most important lessons we can share, is on the importance of education in emergencies.
And can you tell me just a little bit more about the campaign specifically? What are you trying to achieve from it? What initiatives are in place to make sure it gets as much publicity and as much recognition as it needs?
Yes, and we will need your support to make publicity. This is really about raising awareness. The target is to reach 20 million young guys, 20 million youth from the age of 14 to 20 plus, so that they can mobilize their peers through all type of social networks and media, Tumblr. This is, as I say, a generation that is very strong on this, and to promote causes. So this time we can help them to support a cause and to mobilize as many young people as they can, to be aware also that Europe is working on this, Italy and other countries in the campaign are working on education, are supporting education in emergency, and they can also help by being aware, by knowing why they do it, so learning and sharing the lessons learned with the others so that they know that this is really super important for children who are affected by disasters or crises.
You're focusing a lot on the importance of education in countries which have been hit by conflict and natural disasters. Do you feel that education is as important as humanitarian aid in these countries?
Yes, indeed. It has been proven. Education has not been recognized for a long time as a priority in humanitarian action, but more and more in the past 10, 20 years, it has become extremely important as an issue to address. And education in emergencies is life-saving. It is life-saving in the short term because it provides shelter and recovery for children who are affected by a crisis, but it's also life-saving in the long term because it enables children to learn, to keep up with their education needs and with their education opportunities, and to build a life and a future in the long term.
And just finally, Pope Francis has spoken a lot about the importance of education being for everyone. What kind of an impact do his words have on the work that you do?
It's a very important impact because he also promotes an important cause, education and equity and reaching all children. And as we say now in the UN with the Sustainable Development Goals, to leave nobody behind. No one should be left behind. So it's a very important message for all of us.
Samantha Cristoforetti, a Goodwill Ambassador for UNICEF and the first female Italian European Space Agency astronaut, spoke about the importance of inspiring young Europeans and how we are at risk of losing a generation as a result of conflict. As a Goodwill Ambassador for UNICEF, what are your hopes for this campaign? What do you hope the results will be?
The campaign is really focused on European youth, on youngsters in schools and especially in high schools in several European countries. And it's to make them aware of the special needs of children and young people in crisis situations around the world. And I think it's an occasion, it's an opportunity to raise awareness, but as I told the kids in this high school today, I think it's also a chance and an opportunity for growth for them to develop a new level of empathy and sensitivity to things that seem very remote, but in a very close-knitted world aren't really so. And to develop also the kind of intelligence that allows you to be open-minded and curious and interested and really take an interest in what's happening to other human beings in situations which are very, very removed from everyday experience in Europe.
And you feel that education is just as important as humanitarian aid in all these countries which are affected by conflict and natural disaster?
Well, of course, I realize that you have to feed people first and give them shelter, but some kind of some measure of safety and protection and keep them warm. But then the next step, of course, is to provide children with some opportunity of education. Otherwise, it's going to be a lost generation. I mean, you know, we countries like Syria, I mean, so many youngsters are displaced. And if they don't get an opportunity for education, it's going to be a lost generation. They're going to be youngsters who, you know, at one point, they're going to be young adults who haven't learned anything, who haven't learned to do anything, who have been probably in situations of unsafety and of physical discomfort for years. I mean, what kind of young adults are they going to be? I mean, they're not going to be people who can contribute positively to our spaceship Earth. So it's in their interest, of course, to give them some measure of protection and education, but it's really in everybody's interest.
Laurence Argimont-Pistre, the ambassador and head of the delegation of the European Union in Rome, spoke about how fundamental education is in countries hit by disaster and every child's right to learn. In your opinion, what is the significance of a campaign like this?
The significance of it, as I said, the first thing is to place the education as one of the fundamental elements to be taken into account in responses to crisis. Because it's been a bit left aside in order to, well, because you have to deal, as I said before, with all the other matters such as food and health and other areas. But education is essential, and we see it nowadays in crises like Syria, which have been lasting for 4 or 5 years, and children are left out of school. In camps, they may have schooling, but, you know, it's not given. They don't always have the quality you would expect, or they are in places where it's very difficult to access the schools, or the schools are of very bad quality because they are made by teachers who are not been trained enough, or it's very dangerous for children to access, for little girls to go in schools where they wouldn't have, for instance, access to lavatories. It's always an element of organizing schools that are safe for the children and give them a quality education. And this is what we are trying to do. We are trying to invest in this.
You're hoping to reach 20 million people. What outcomes do you think we'll see for children in these crisis areas and in these areas which have been affected by natural disaster?
Well, the important thing is really to, as was said at the beginning, to get people to think about what is going on in, well, it can be 1,000 kilometers from here or 5,000 kilometers from Europe. You know, we live in a world of comfort and of where we get images from the televisions, we look at them, we say, oh, this is terrible, and then we just forget about it. And we thought it's very important that the youth, our youth, who has not only a right to education, but really a very, very rich education, understand that it is something that shouldn't be considered as only a gift. It's something they also need to share with the others. They can do it. They can help in this. And I think it's very important if we get people to understand this better, well, we'll probably get, of course, more support. Think, for instance, I've been working a lot with Jesuit for refugees who are very much involved in education in Syria and Lebanon and other places. Well, if they could get more support, if they could be perceived more as a very important factor, this is important. It is important for us because we are doing a lot in terms of the European Union, in terms of supporting this movement. And if the EU is perceived as doing the right thing, then we get the support from our governments, from the 28 governments. It's very important. So this is the whole campaign. Is really about this, really. It's about making sure that education in crisis is something that is taken as a very important element.
And just finally, Pope Francis often speaks about the importance of education being for everyone. What kind of impact do his words have on a campaign, especially like this one?
Well, it's it. What we want is universal education. You cannot leave aside one child. Every child is allowed to have his education. And especially, I think one thing Pope Francis has been very much worried about is the problem of security of the children. You know, there are the problem of traffic of persons, and especially this is often for children. If children are in school, they are safe. This is very important. This is one of the elements, actually, that is going to be discussed at the Humanitarian Summit, is how you ensure the safety of the refugees and of the people when they are in situation of crisis. And this is one of the responses. We are now aiming at, I think, around 4 million children, which are going to be covered by the program, which is supported by the European Union only. So what is important is that everybody feels that there is more to do, because 4 million is little, because I think it's around 50 million children who are really, for the time being, in situation of crisis and needing this support for education.
As more than 75 million children worldwide continue to be affected by crises on a daily basis, Emergency Lessons aims to inspire millions of Europeans to raise their voices on behalf of those children and adolescents whose education has been interrupted. I'm Georgia Gogarty.